Wishing you a really lovely Thursday, and I hope you're enjoying this month's topic so far. And as we're moving through letting go, whether it's a particular situation or something about yourself or a life experience, we are doing it this month, as I've been talking about, through the different elements and layers of ourselves. And I think this is a really good way to approach letting go. And it's definitely something I've been doing myself as we've been going over the last few weeks on this topic, because letting go is not just something that's a thought, it actually can affect us in many different ways. And this week we're looking at letting go from the mind. And I think, to be honest with you, this is probably one of the hardest places to let go from, because our mind is so active every single day with tens of thousands of thoughts, if not more, going through our mind, the subconscious mind at play, the unconscious mind, the conscious mind. There is so much there, and our mind is such a powerful source, but it also can be at times something that can, you know, hold us back. And then when we overanalyze things or overthink things, which most of us do, particularly when it's something that's difficult for us or stressful for us, it can be really hard to progress and really allow the mind to let go. So how do you start that process? Well, the first part is, I think the other elements of like what we did last week around letting go from the body, for example, letting go from your space that you're in, and what we're going to be talking around next week about letting go from your energetic body and the energy of yourself, those will definitely help. So the mind is one piece of all of that. And with everything else getting looked after as well in regards to letting go, you will find that trying to let go from the mind will have, I think, more chance of success when those other elements are also being looked after. Because a lot of times the thing we do is try to let go purely from the mind. I shouldn't think about that. I shouldn't get triggered by that. I shouldn't get upset by that. I shouldn't allow my brain to go that direction, or my mindset to be negative, you know. And then what are we doing in that instance? We're thinking the thoughts of pressure. We're thinking the thoughts of self-judgment. We're not being compassionate towards ourselves. So when those other things are when we're working with those other pieces, we'll actively be doing something. And then the mind can have, like, as I always say, like evidence. The mind needs evidence and facts a lot of the time to feel like it's kind of can relax. So if you have those other elements moving in, I suppose, nearly in synchronicity with one another or parallel to one another, the mind can say, well, I am actually actively doing something here. So that will be one very, very big step. But the second part of it is, and I know myself, I'm a huge overthinker, and it's definitely something I've been, you know, trying over the last number of years to kind of work out how I can release overthinking about things. So sometimes I'll journal on it. So I might, you know, get very factual. Sometimes I try to, get very factual in terms of like, okay, well, what is the thought? And is that really rational or is it not? Is it factual or is it just my own head? And that can be a good exercise to just really get down on paper in black and white what's going on. Sometimes through journaling, I'll investigate my thought a little bit more, where I'd be like, okay, well, where is this coming from? And why is it there? And I give it the space that it needs to come up, because a lot of times when we're thinking about something over and over again, we're not able to process it, and it can send off these signals to the body, which create fear and panic. And then we're in this catch-22 where the body's feeling fearful, the head is feeling fearful, and then the head goes even more in overdrive. So I definitely would recommend, like, you know, you have your journal for this month as well, to look at that piece around, okay, well, how can I really kind of look at putting this down on paper and maybe delve into my thoughts about it? The other part then around letting go from the mind that could be helpful. So these are two things you could try to do, the journaling piece being one. And the second piece is, and this can be hard to do, by the way, but just to actually ask yourself if thinking about this particular situation that you want to let go of over and over again is actually changing things, or is it just keeping you stuck in the same space? Like, sometimes we have to think through things to process situations that have happened. And that is really important. So when something, you know, difficult or stressful or even good happens, we need time to process that. And we need to allow our brain to kind of work through what has occurred or whatever it is. When we're letting go of something, we can also go through a process where we do need to give time and thought to it. But it could be something you're trying to let go of that maybe happened a long time ago, maybe has happened recently and shouldn't be taking up as much of your thinking time as it perhaps is. And I think it's about trying to gauge where you're really at in that. And is it really helping you to keep thinking about it? Because sometimes we do feel it is. Sometimes we're trying to actively understand something. So our brain is just trying to figure it all out. And even though it doesn't feel good and it can feel like it's overthinking, we kind of have to do that to get out the other side. But if you're overthinking a situation and it's just keeping you completely stuck, and if you know it's not really going to get you to the next point, then it is a simple thing of like, well, is this actually getting me to where I want to be? Because part of letting go, like I spoke about before, is about creating space for what you want to bring in. And that leads me to kind of the third element here, which is about how can you bring in something newer to think about? So it's not telling you not to think about that thing at all. And it's not telling you that there's no point saying to any of you, nor any of you saying to me, oh, just stop thinking about that. It's the worst thing we can ever say to somebody, because that's not how our brain works. And if somebody's in an overthinking mode or has more of a negative mindset or a mindset that feels like they can't move forward, that's not going to help them at all. So what can happen is that we can start to focus on newer things that we want. So we talked before about what is it that you're wishing to create in your life with this new space that you are making from letting go of something. So can you start to put thought into maybe planning something new, or planning a new project or a new situation, or wanting something new in your life and thinking about the exciting energy of that? So while you're in the process of letting go in your mindset, you're also in the process of bringing things new into your mind and feeding the brain and feeding the mind. And that's really, really, really important. I know, obviously, I'm just back from holidays and I haven't been away for 10 days in a row, probably since my honeymoon 9 years ago when we would have been away for 3 weeks. But, you know, it's been a long time since I took a week off, but for 10 days. And what I really realized, I was only talking to my husband about this last night after I got back, where I was saying, like, you know, when we're out of our routines, this is why holidays are really important and replenishing your energy is really important. We all have those times of, when I get back now, I'm going to like think differently and I'm going to keep this holiday feel and I'm going to do all of those things. We all make those promises, and then we're back 2 days and we're back to normal, like I was today, doing my washing, checking my emails, all the things that we have to do. But because this holiday was a bit different, because I was abroad in my family home, if you want to say abroad, and was out and doing all the normal holiday things, but it was more like home from home kind of a feeling. When I came back, I thought, I've actually got myself out of my routine. And that's a really good thing. So I wasn't on my phone all the time at all. One thing I'm always doing is audioing people in the evening time, friends, or having big, deep conversations with people in the evening time and audios. Didn't do that at all. Wasn't waking up obviously in my same bedroom or having my same routine every day. And I've, you know, read a lot actually and researched a lot around this over the years around mindset, because mindset is something that fascinates me. And because I overthink myself a lot, it's something that I've always tried to really figure out how to kind of clear a little bit more. And one of the things they say is that when you introduce something new into your life, it's like it sparks a different part of your brain. I'm not particularly sure what that part of the brain is or the name of it, and it starts working and something feels new, and then the body starts picking up on the vibration of the energy of that. And I can definitely say that without even trying to do that over the last 10 days, that's definitely what happened. And I've come back where, say, I was away a couple of weeks ago, we were away for like 4 or 5 days, came back pretty much straight into normal life, you know, that kind of thing. This feels very different. It feels like something has shifted, where being out of my environment for that amount of time in a very chilled out space and a holiday, but not a, you know, like a holiday, it just felt very different about routine. So I will share with you over the next few weeks or months how I've been able to shift into a new routine. But for me, it was definitely something I needed, because life had become very routine, even in my mind. So bringing new elements in is really important. So I think if you can think about that and how you can bring something new into your thought process, it could be helpful. Like they even say, I've probably shared this before, there's a guy I listened to and he would say, like, even drive to work a different way. Get a different bus, get off the bus and walk if you don't walk a bit of the way. Like, eat your lunch at a different place, bring a different lunch. Start making things feel different. And it is about shaking up routines. Like, and I know that when we were coming into kind of the autumn time, I had said to my husband about our routine, you know, it's like work, we're both working at home, we have lunch together, he goes back to work, we come down, we make dinner, we feed the dogs, we bring them out for a walk. It's the same thing all the time. And I was like, we've got to start to do different things and on different evenings so that that routine and that feeling of like stagnancy and mundane energy isn't there. And it's very hard to let go of things that feel difficult or stressful, or even you're just ready to let go of something. It doesn't have to be difficult, but it's very hard to let go of things when you're in the same routine that feels a little bit mundane all of the time, because life can be quite mundane. This is the normal thing, but how can you just introduce something small? It doesn't have to be really, really big. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to our class next week, and we have a fabulous masterclass the week after around card reading, and all of that is in your bundle. So I look forward to chatting to you really soon, and have a good Thursday.